Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Siyahlangana kwezakusihlwa mthwakazi omuhle. Lamhlanje kungolwesihlanu mhlaka 26 kuMabasa 2024. Igama ngontungamili Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ubhode endaweni ezitshiyeneyo embukisweni wamabhizimusi oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair kobulawayo, phambilini kokuvulwa kwalumbukiso ngokusemthethweni kusasa. Umsakazo weVoice of America usola inyathelo likahulumende weLiburkina Faso elokuvimba ukwethulwa kwezindaba zawo kulelo lizwe. Umsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga ukwele Iran emhlanganweni wokuqinisa ubudlelwano phakathi kwaleli lizwe lamazwe aseAfrika kwezenotho. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namuhla ubhode endaweni ezitshiyeneyo embukisweni wezamabhizimusi oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair kobulawayo, phambilini kokuvulwa kwawo ngokusemthethweni kusasa. Umnangagwa uncome kakhulu impahla elungiswa ngamankampani eZimbabwe esithi ilohlonsi. Kubika u-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Umongameli Mnangagwa ubehanqwe iziphathamandla ze-ZITF, amadodana akhe angamawele uSean Lo-Collins kanye losomabhizimusi odume ngokuthengela abasekeli bezanu-PF izimota umnumzana Wicknell Chivayo. Umnangagwa wethekelele indawo ezitshiyeneyo lapho okubukisa khona amankampani akuleli kanye lavela kwamanye amazwe, wancoma kakhulu impahla ehiqizwa ngamankampani eZimbabwe esithi ngawezinga laphezulu. Ekhuluma lentatheli izindaba ngemva kokubhodabhoda, umnangagwa uthe uyathokoza ngamalungiselelo alumbukiso wona ozavulwa kusasa ngokusemthethweni ngumongameli William Ruto wawele Kenya.
Ngokuthokoza kakhulu ngalokho okutshengiselwayo, lezinga lalokho okutshengiselwayo kuhle kakhulu sibili.
Esuka ezitif umnangagwa uhambe wayahlangabeza umongameli Ruto egcekeni lendizamtshina eleJoshua Mqabuko Nkomo International Airport kobulawayo ekutshoneni kwelanga. Umgcini sihlalo weZITF umnumzana Busisa Moyo onguye obetshengisa umnangagwa e-trade fair uthi kulamankampani edlula amakhulu ayisikhombisa lengxenye 766 abuyisayo lonyaka, njalo aphezu kwekhulu 115 ngavela kwamanye amazwe.
Of that 706, about 15% are foreign exhibitors. Lapha kobulawayo amakampani abukisayo about 20%.
Omunye wababukisayo ngusomabhizimusi osakhulayo osekelwa nguhulumende weMelika eZimbabwe uNomazulu Mguni obukisa izicathulo azithungayo, zona athi zimlethela inzuzo. Omunye njalo obukisayo uNkosazana Lester Jack okubhizimusi lokupheka amafutha okugcoba uthi ulethemba lokuba umbukiso lo uzamupha ithuba lokuthengisa impahla yakhe njalo akhulise ibhizimusi lakhe.
Ngaphatha kwethu wonke 100% organic, awala mithi efakiweyo engekho organic.
Umnumzana David Gate obona ngezamabhizimusi lokuthengiselana emele uhulumende weUnited Kingdom eZimbabwe uthi nyakenye benza amabhizimusi adlula ingxenye yebhiliyoni eZimbabwe. amazwe aphetheya abukisayo agoqela elemelika iBhilithani iChina lamanye lapho okubukisa khona iMelika. Umkhokheli wesigodlo salelizwe eZimbabwe u-Ellen French uchone ekhuluma labantwana besikolo ebachasisela ngenhlelo zemfundo ezipha izizalwane zeZimbabwe ithuba lokuyafunda kweleMelika. Umbukiso weZimbabwe International Trade Fair upha amankampani ithuba lokuthengiselana njalo owalonyaka uhamba phansi wendikimba ethi Innovation, the Catalyst to Industrialization and Trade. Nimele iStudio 7 ikobulawayo ezITF, ngimu Anastasia Ndlovu.
The Voice of America.
Umsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga ukwele Iran emhlanganweni oqoqwe yilelo lizwe lenkokheli yamazwe yase-Afrika ngenjongo yokuqinisa ubudlelwano kwezokuthengiselana o-Iran Africa International Economic Conference. Umhlangano lo ufana leminye eqhutshwa ngamazwe athuthukileyo lenkokheli ye-Afrika agoqela eleMelika, France leRussia mnyaka ngomnyaka. Kambe afunani eAfrika amazwe la njalo eleZimbabwe lona kuyini elikutholayo? Sixoxele ncwethi kwezokwethula kwemibiko njalo ehlaziya ezombusazwe uDokotela Mthulisi Mathuthu.
Kuveza obala ukuthi into leyana singathi ukulwisana kwamazwe emhlabeni kukuncintisana kwamazwe geopolitics ukuzama ukuqhelisa uzwano lamazwe amaningi, and iAfrika kukhanya sekuyiyo nje ephakathi lapho. So akumangalisi ukuthi ikhonapho. Ngakho iZimbabwe layo mbona sengathi ayifuni layo ukusalela ukuthi kukhanya ingani yelizwe lingafuni uhamba lamanye amazwe, ngoba amanye amazwe la ayakhona ayakhonale ukuzama ukuqhesha uzwane lamazwe amaninginingi lawa aqhuba inhlelo zokuzwana le-Afrika.
Sesike sabona amanye amazwe amakhulu afana laboMelika, oFrance laboRussia lawo alemihlangano efanayo labakhokheli be-Afrika ayenza iminyaka ngomnyaka. Kuyini kahle kahle okufunwa yilawa amazwe e-Afrika?
Kunzima ukuthi sitsho nje ukuthi bona bafunani, kodwa esikwaziyo nje okumqokayo ukuthi ukuncintisana kwamazwe azizwayo, azibona wona izingqungquthela, azibona angathi angalwisana lamanye amazwe kwezokuba le nto lesingathi influence emhlabeni. So yinto abayitholayo. Okunye futhi esingakutsho ukuthi amazwe e-Afrika, i-Afrika inongokwayo uma siyibhekile inkulu kakhulu ela mazwe amaningi e-Afrika, o-50 something. Kulani lapho wonke la mazwe ale ma-minerals amaningi nje, ogolide, o-platinum, o-uranium labo bani ba. Ngakho akula lizwe elizizwa emhlabeni elifuna ukuthi lithwe lona ilizwe eliqakathekileyo, ilizwe elisabekayo emhlabeni elingama laphana lingafuni lawo ma-minerals.
Kubudlelwano bokuthengiselana lobu, ungathi amazwe ase-Afrika ayayithola yini inzuzo efaneleyo?
Abantu abayibo abahubusayo yibo abatholayo lezimoli zabo, labantu babo nje. Ngathi abantu labo abaholayo, ngithi e-Afrika ungawubhekisisa, abantu abaningi abangathi bayaphumelela e-Afrika balabudlelwano kumbe lobuhlobo labantu abaphezulu abaholayo. Ngakho-ke umuntu kamakhaza nje singathi sikubeke umuntu osekhezi kumbe osekZN kumbe sikubeke sithi umuntu osemzuzu emalanga, awungeke utsho ukuthi utholeni ngobudlelwano belizwe lakhe la lamazwe lawa lakufana laboTurkey, oChina, oRussia. Kodwa kukhona ihlekana elincane elingathi liyathola labo abayibo abayenelisayo ukuthi babe lobudlelwane labantu ababuya bezothapha ama-minerals ase-Afrika.
UDokotela Mthulisi Mathuthu yingcweti kwezokwethula kwemibiko njalo uhlaziya ezombusazwe. Okwamanje ke sizwe imbono kahulumende weMelika.
Oh. kusilisela ekuqaliseni ngokulisa laphakathi kwele Israel labalweli beqembu ele Hamas labesiPalestina mhla ka 7 Mfumfunya kenye elemelinga selenze yonke imizamo yokuphathisa ngokudla lokwelatshwa kwabalinyazwayo kulimpi eGaza ukuze kwehliswe ukuhlukumezeka kwabantu makhaza abangahlumanga besiPalestina ikakhulu omama abantwana lasebekhulile. Emhlanganweni lentatheli izindaba umelika hulumende wemelika emhlobuleni owe-Middle East ebona ngezoncedo umnumzana David Satterfield uthi isilinganiso soncedo oluthunyelwe eGaza kwinyanga ezimbalwa ezidluleyo lube lokhe lusengezelelwa. Ele Israel lalo lithethe amanyathelo aqinileyo kuphathisa laba bantu kumaviki adluleyo. Indawo e-Erez leminye imingcele iyasetshenziswa ukuhambisa uncedo kulaba bantu. Lokho kusenziwa ngokucela kwele Melika. Imingcele eminingi engaphose ifike ikhulu 96 yokuchaphela eGaza isivuliwe ukuze isetshenziswe ngakwenhlangothi ezijineyo ezenhlanganiso yomanyana wamazwe omhlaba owe-United Nations lezinye. Umngcele weJordan sikhuluma kunje usetshenziswa yizimota ezinkulu ezithwele uncedo lokudla lemithi endaweni eduzane lomngcele owe-Aman zingena eGaza. Ngokunjalo lasemingceleni enjengeKarem Shalom kodwa ngesikhathi esilandelayo uncedo luzaba luchapha emfula uJordan oyiwo oseduzane leGaza. U-Ambassador Satterfield uqhubeke njalo ethi siza kwengeza inani lezimota ezithola lolu ncedo kumaviki alandelayo njalo siyasuthiseka ngoncedo oluphuthumayo oselungena eGaza. Yebo, mkhulu umsebenzi okumele wenziwe kodwa sokube lenguquko enkulu. Imizamo yokukhulumisana lokubambisana kulolu hlelo loncedo lokhu iqhubekela phambili phakathi kwenhlanganiso ezehlukeneyo zamazwe omhlaba kodwa okudanisayo ukuthi inani lezisebenzi zalezinhlanganiso eselibulewe kule impi lokhu liqonga, kutsho u-Ambassador Satterfield. Wathi kumele umhlaba wazi ukuthi iqembu eleHamas elabalwa becatsha lilakho ukukhetha kulandela iziqondiso eze-Oslo Agreement zona ezibalisa ukuhlala phansi kukhulunywe njalo kukhunyiswane umlotha kunokuqina ngodlakela lokulwisana kundaba ezihluphayo phakathi kwabesiPalestina labe-Israel kunokuthi iHamas ikhethe indlela yodlame ukuqeda ufuthelana kwamazwe omabili khona ukudala ukubana abantu makhaza babe yibo abasala behlukumezekile. Uqhubeke njalo u-Ambassador Satterfield esithi masingakhohlwa isisusa salengxabano njalo kuqakathekile ukuthi ele Israel libe leqiniso lokungenzi umsebenzi wokuhanjiswa koncedo ebantwini okumele baluthole ube nzima bona kabaqondane leHamas hatshi abantu bonke besiPalestina abangelacala.
Lawo bekungamazwi aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Umsakazo weVoice of America ususole kakhulu inyathelo elithethwe nguhulumende wakwele Burkina Faso izolo elokuvimba ukwethula kwenhlelo zawo okwamaviki amabili ebulenjini be-internet kulelo lizwe. I-VOA ithi ilusizi ukubona ivinjwa ngalindlela zinhlangothi ezinjenge Superior Council for Communication ukusabalalisa ulwazi lezindaba eziphathelanelo kwephulwa kwamalungelo oluntu elizweni lelo ngabebutho likahulumende eziphuma enhlelweni izalo ezobulembu. Indaba zokuhlukunyezwa kukaZulu ngabebutho sezethulelwa inhlanganiso zomanyano wamazwe abensundu lomhlaba eze-African Union le-United Nations ukuncedisa ukusungulwa kophenyo ngalezi zika. Okwamanje sokuyisikhathi sembiko yenu.
Studio 7. Mina elisinika okwaneleyo thina singumthwakazi esivele siyiphe sikudinga. Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Bengicela ubaba uZephu Mkandla umfundisi wekholo lesiKristu ukuba abe legroupu yakhe lapha azathi ma efundisa khona kube yisikhathi sakhe abe legroupu yakhe sikwazi ukumlalela kuhle sikhole ilizwi likaThixo. Ingathi ubaba uMkandla lapha khona angayizwa i-audio abe legroupu yakhe eqondane layo ukuthi sibe sixhumana laye simbuza asicacela asifundisa uJehova.
Kustudio 7 hayi ngiyabizwa abantu bakhuluma ngendaba yokuthi kumele kuvote ibandla lizophikisa kubekile lizovotelwa kuvote eZimbabwe sicinile ngo-2023 kuwinile isikhami se-2023 kwangabilo tshintsho kwangabilo abantu abasekelayo kuyina 2018 opondo wathula kuyina uchanuwari 2008 evele kuvote eZimbabwe sokuyikudlala kuvote eZimbabwe into esifunakala eZimbabwe kuphela i-strategy sokuthi abantu batshintsha njani iphathi yobusayo ikhipha njani iphathi yobusayo ngokuvota eZimbabwe sokuyikudlala abadala vote eZimbabwe sicinile last year mbona kulo muntu uzophinde uvote futhi shabana
lami ibingelele mina lapho Studio 7 ikhuluma la uChef Chuma ngilapho Chimile Cholocho. Hayi bantu sesikhathele indaba zezami sesikhathele kathi bona kabadinwa yini kathi babusikizwe lethi yahlupheka bami siyahlupheka emakhaya lapho azihambeka ezitolo azihambeka yonke indawo bantu bezami nakelifunga esidini
akhona akekho ozophapha akekho umuntu ozondiza emoyeni othi kwenza labo umnyakagwa laba bazoya phansi kuphela bazofa lo bengahlukumeza abantu bebabulale beyenzeni njengalokhu esikubonayo kodwa bazodunya phansi la ngeke baphaphe labo bazafa kanti bazayanga phezu kokubulala abantu okungaka phezu kokuhlukumeza kwabantu okungaka ngeke bephaphe miningi kabi imphefumulo ephasi ngenqabo mnyangagwa miningi kakhulu sibala nje mathelelele nje more than 20,000 abantu abaphasi ababulawa mnyangagwa lo lesiwenga lo more than 20,000 abantu esibabala abaphasi emathebeleleni ababulawa yibo la
namsizakazweni wamuhle linjani kuzindawo naso ke uJoseph balaleli bongaba sakazwa kaStudio 7 abasinika indaba ezilohlonzi ngamalanga ngamalanga siyancisa uMalathi Nkomo uJoseph uGawuli kanye lo-Obed Mpofu ukuthi belalele labo Studio 7 ukuze bezwe ukuthi hhayi le nto abayikhulumayo ezanupf ayisebenzi thina amazimbabwe ezanupf vele asisayifuni sicela laba belaleli ezinye zibezwe ama-odet ukuthi hhayi madoda vele ipatheni asiyifuni and uthona usithi nje uhamba le-ZANU PF mfana lo muntu ohamba nje ngendlela lana eseludonga vele ayihambeki i-ZANU PF sifana lodonga nje into esiyagugayo nje indlela engasasisebenziyo nje sekudingeka ukuthi aloko kuyacinta enye indlela eceleni abantu behambe kuhle bengakhubeki akukhona udonga lolu i-ZANU PF into sekuyisifula nje akusahambeki vele akusanyatheleka bona uMalathi Nkomo bakholisana phakathi kodonga lolu i-ZANU PF into nje esiphelile nje ngiyaswela isinto yokulahlwa njengagama lami uvukanisolo sekhezi mafisa
labo bekungabalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imbono yabo. Lawa mlaleli ungasithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Kweziphathelane leMelika, uMongameli Joe Biden wenza udaba lwamalungelo okubeletha indikimba yomkhankaso wakhe wokhetho esola ancintisana laye uMnumzana Donald Trump athi ufuna kwethulwe imithetho elukhuni evimba ukukhipha isisu. Emkhankasweni wakhe uTrump wethule umbono ozinzileyo kulolu daba ohlukane lwabanye bakhe abebandla lama-Republicans. UChris Gande weStudio 7 usethulela lolu daba elitolikela udaba olulotshwe nguScott Stearns owe-VOA.
UMongameli Joe Biden ukhankase esigabeni seFlorida lapho umthetho wokungavumeli ukususa isisu esesedlule inyanga eziyisithupha uzaqala ngeviki ezayo.
Lokhu yikwenza ilungelo lokuzala libe licala ngesikhathi abesifazana abayabe bengakabikwazi lokuthi bazithwele kulihlazo.
lumthetho weFlorida uza kuba ngomunye wemithetho engcindizelayo elizweni eza kuba yikunqoba kwabebandla lamaRepublicans, kutsho ofundisa ekolitshini leUniversity of Miami unkosikazi Caroline Mala Corbin.
Abalezinkolo ezithi impilo iqala esiswini, ngokunjalo ukuzithwala kufana nokuthwala umuntu. Lesi sinqumo siyikunqoba.
Lokhu kuyinsinda bayithiye kumnumzana Donald Trump othi umthetho weFlorida ulukhuni, kodwa aphinde afune ukukhumbuza abavoti abangafuni kwesulwe umthetho wokukhipha isisu ukuthi nguye owamisa umthetho wesizwe wokukhipha isisu ngokukhetha amalunga edale eliphakameyo ele-Supreme, okwabangela ukuthi kwesulwe umthetho othiwa Roe v. Wade. Umkhankaso kaBiden ubona leli kulixesha.
Okweminyaka engamatshumi amahlanu, umthethwandaba wanquma ukuba kulilungelo lomuntu ukungavezi imfihlo yempilo yakhe. Kodwa kuminyaka emibili edluleyo, leli lungelo lathathwa. Ake sibone sane. Kulomuntu oyedwa owabangela lokhu, uyakuvuma njalo uyaziqhenya ngakho, nguDonald Trump.
Udubo lulapho izigaba eziphikisana khona loTrump. NjengaseFlorida, abavoti bezigaba zeArizona neFlorida baza kuba bevotela ilungelo lokuzithwala kwabomama. Imizamo efanayo ezigabeni zeKansas leOhio kuminyaka emibili edluleyo ibisehlula abebandla lamaRepublicans. UTrump ukhumbuza abavoti ngokuqakatheka kodaba lokususa isisu.
This 50-year battle over Roe v. Wade took it out of the federal hands and brought it in.
Impi yeminyaka engamatshumi amahlanu kudaba lomthetho weRoe versus Wade lususwe ezandleni zemithethwandaba, lwafakwa ezinhliziyweni lakumavoti abantu bezigaba zonke zelizwe. So kusezandleni zezigaba ukuthi zithathe amanyathelo alungileyo.
Leli liqesha uBiden aselithatha.
Donald Trump is worried voters are going to hold him accountable for the cruelty and chaos he created.
Njengowaye ngumongameli umnumzana Ronald Reagan, ngiyaqina kakhulu ngokuthi abadlwenguliweyo abaya emacansini bengabomdeni lempilo yabomama kumele ulandele umzwangedwa kulolu daba, kodwa kumele unqobe kukhetho ukulondoloza isiko lethu, ngitsho khona ukuhlenga ilizwe lona engilusizi ukuthi liyanganxele.
Njengendlela yokuqinisa umkhankaso welungelo lokuzala, uhulumende kamongameli Biden liviki uqinise ukungethulwa kwemininingwane yabantu abavakatshela ezinye izigaba. Lokhu kwenziwa ngendlela yokuzivikela nokuvikela omama abahlala ezigabeni ezingavumi meli ukususa isisu ukuze bengathoniswa ngoba behambe bayasusa izisu ezigabeni lapho okuvunyelwa khona.
It was a Friday, my darling. What a Friday, seven to forget.
Uhlelo Woza Friday liviki sihamba leqembu leRumba elizibiza ngokuthi ngamaprofessionals, last number liphethe idlalade lalo elitsha elilesihloko esithi inja kamakhelwane. Leli qembu lidabuka ePlumtree kodwa licula likwele South Africa. Nangu umholi walo.
Salibonani, ibizo lami ngumhlakanipho, umhlakanipho wakomoyo. Ngokuzalwa ngokumanguba kodwa siyakhele kuzuzaphi, so ngokuzuzaphi Plumtree. And then eqembini ngilobaba omncane wami uThomas Nkomo. bese siba lo mtsana mtsana mo Abel Ndebele sibabo 3 Abel Chama drums uDonazi sijaswa ngamakatari space cule futhi sesilama album nje amabili le single track and then futhi nge 5 sile single track esiyoyikhipha leyo single track esihlanganele lo munye umfana kithi kule qembu elibizwa ukuthiwa yi-Obhes Uzab Masters.
Abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wenu kumbe ukuxhumana lani balithola njani?
Ama phone number ethu nanga uzoqala ngawami athi 0838593692 leyo iphone number yami. Bese ufike ka Thomas ithi 0833869804.
Abalandeli ubachiyela wapha manje.
Simthembisa mpela injabulo ngaso sonke isikhathi. Ingoma isazoqhubeka ikhali njengamanje ngesenze isimbi trekki. After that kule full album futhi ekhisimuzi esilungisela lina bakithi. Cela nje usekelo kithi.
Abafana beplum tree bazibiza ngama professionals. Last number behlabela ke kamnandi lapho besigqibela uhlelo lwethu. Lingayikatshana zihlobo likhumbule luyalandela uhlelo lwe live talk lapho esikhangela khona imali entsha ebizwa ngokuthi iZimbabwe Gold. Imali izaqala ukusebenza ngeviki ezayo mhlaka 30 lapho ezatholakala khona ezitolo lasemabhanga. Kwanele olivalelisayo nguntungamili Nkomo Nkololokwana kwamatukanduna lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.